Christ came.
Beginning of the parasha, Parashas Truma lists off all the different nedavos, all the different items, materials that were given as donations to be utilized in building the Mishkan and the Kalim of the Mishkan. And the order seems so beautiful, from the most precious to the least precious. Zahav, gold, chesef, silver, nechoshes, copper, just like the Olympics, right? Tcheles, vargoma, and very expensive threads. No, the order is like the Olympics, right? Tcheles, vargamon. Tcheles, blue threads and purple threads. Tlashnim, red, v'sheish v'izim, v'rose lima, demim, v'rose tachashim. Eventually we get to the skins of the animals, v'ateshitim, as we just spoke about at length. Chash v'ateshitim. Now you understand, okay, only if you listen to the long shir, you understand the chavri here. Why the ateshitim, the Yaakov Avinu, already planted in Mitzrayim and brought them with him from Eretz Yisrael. Now we understand the kedusha of the ateshitim, by the way, just realized right now, right? Oh. Lamaisa, then we go on, Shemen Lama'ar, Besamel Shemesh Ishcha, and then all the way at the end of the list, Avnei Shoyim, Avnei Meluyim, Le'efav Le'echoshen. These extremely precious gemstones for the ephod, for the breastplate, for the choshen, for the breastplate, for the ephod, for the apron, for the garments of the Kohen Gadol. Now the Avnei Shoyim, Avnei Meluyim were very, very precious, very, very expensive. You can imagine one day, some in the room, Dovi understands, some of the other chevro will know B'shatam Zlachas, we'll all know B'shatam Zlachas, everyone B'shatam Zlachas, some's already in the parish, I was thinking about such a yonim. You know, you're gonna purchase for your wife this tiny little diamond. Mami is a tiny little diamond. Tiny little diamond, and it's gonna be a chvesnisht. $10,000, $15,000. It could be, who knows, a chvesnisht, $25,000. People spend $100,000. 1 carat, 2 carats, 20. You're holding these in yonim, right? You know, little, no, your father didn't deal with these. Anyways, it's a tiny little diamond. The tiny little things. You could have mamish bracelets and necklaces full of gold. A million times the weight, and the little diamond, the value of it. Mamish, so chashiv, so precious. Avnei Shoyim, Avnei Meluyim were very precious gemstones. So the obvious question we have to ask is why are they all the way at the end of the list? If the list seems like it's in this perfect order from most precious to least precious, why are we putting the Avnei Shoyim, Avnei Meluyim all the way at the end of the list? So it comes along the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Hail the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh tells us that the Gemara in Yuma teaches us where did the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, tells us where did these Avnei Shoyim Avnei Meluyim come from? Where did the Bnei Yisrael, where did the Netzivim get them? One morning they woke up in the desert, and when they woke up to collect their man, together with the man were these precious gemstones. And by the way, most of Klal Yisrael left them. Let it be. What do we need these for? They weren't so materialistic, seemingly. The Netzivim said, Ezu Chacham Arois Anoyled. They were very wise. He said, it must be, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing Avnei Shoyim Avnei Meluyim, it must be that there's reason, it must be that there's something we're going to do with this. And they collected them to ultimately be given to Le'efod L'Chashim. Comes L'Amar HaChaim HaKadosh, he says, Im Kain, if so, there was lo Torach V'Yagia. There was no hard work, no effort when it came to Avnei Shoyim Avnei Meluyim. They woke up in the morning, they just lifted it up and eventually gave it for the Mishkan. They put in no effort to get it. They put in no hard work. They put in no amelis. Comes Abishter and says, that's the least important than all the Nedavos. The least, it might be monetarily very precious. But to me, to Rabbi Yisrael, when it comes to him measuring our Avodah, measuring our mitzvahs, it's not about monetary value. It's about a melistic value. It's about toil, it's about hard work, it's about Mesiras Nefesh. And therefore they come all the way to the end of the list. Each and every one of us has to understand in our avodas Hashem, in our learning, in our davening, in our kavanah tefillah, in our ben adam chavero, are we putting in tremendous effort? Are we putting to mitzvah? That's how we grow most. Emes is an avod Hashem. You know, we asked in the earlier shir, why was there wood in the middle of the two layers of the aron? Why was there wood in the middle? And we spoke at length about it then. But maybe we could suggest as well. You know, gold. Gold, as precious as it is stagnant. Wood, atom, trees are growing. And the Rebbeinu Shem is trying to tell us, you could achieve all the beautiful milas in Torah and mitzvahs, but to me that's not what it's about. I want you to always be growing. I want you to always be working on yourself. And how do you always grow? Only through Mesiras Nefesh, only through Amelus. And if there's no Amelus, there's no hard work, you're just chilling in your Avodah Hashem, Yishkoyach, I'll take the Nedava, but it's all the way at the end of the list. So Beis Hashem Zbarach, we should put Yitzayicha, to put in Mesiras Nefesh, to put in Amelus. And that Tzchus will be Zayicha, that our Nedavos will be at the beginning of the list, when we're Zayicha to build the binyan, not of the Mishkan, but of the Beis HaMikdash, which Mashiach said, Keinu, B'mheir V'yameinu. Heilig Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh.